senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from the Florida Panhandle. Circa 1879. And apparently in German.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening. It's a shitty day here today. It's rainy and cold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, other parts of the country are like, fuck you. But nonetheless, we're not used to this shit.
Right.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
What was that?
Just helps us out.
What sound effect was that?
You know,
what
like
is
a,
that?
I don't know.
Is that Rudy?
Some kind of a, like a, it's a way slowed down something. Yeah, we're still on X, you know.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah, why not? This Nazi runs a social media platform.
It's a free message service.
One of the biggest social media platforms. And he also builds spaceships for the government.
Sure.
And builds cars with steering wheels that may or may not stay on. And it can't recognize one of the difference between a tumbleweed and a toddler. The Tesla, right?
Right. Or a dog.
Or a dog.
So, I hope you all had a good New Year's.
Yay!
Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
We're going to make it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to make it.
Are we?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
It's easy to despair, but...
Yeah.
It's... they want us to.
Right.
Well, I saw an article today, in fact, about how it's not a done deal that the SCOTUS is not going to say, hey, if Colorado wants to keep him off the ballot, that's up to Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You think they won't?
I find it unlikely, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities that it might.
Something might happen.
Yeah, these SCOTUSes might.
All of a sudden not be dirtbags.
Might have to double their.
I'm trying to think what a $500,000 vacation would feel like. I can't imagine.
Oh.
How do you even spend $500,000 on one vacation? Because that's what What's-His-Face did for Clarence Thomas, who's on the SCOTUS that you speak of. I'm worried about his vote, maybe.
I'm not saying they're all going to vote correctly, but maybe we'll be shocked. Maybe it'll be a 5-4 decision, and Roberts is like, fuck him, and maybe one other.
If the SCOTUS says that the president is immune from crime while he's president, could Joe Biden then just go send a squadron of tanks down to Mar-a-Lago and throw them in the Brinks?
Yes, 100%. Why not?
Well, I don't know. I think that's great.
It's funny when you know, some of these guys that go around like Jordan Klepper or whatever, there's a bunch of people now that go hang around the outside of Trump rallies and talk to the MAGA tree.
These people.
And they just, their little brains just don't work when that gets pointed out to them. Well, you think a president is immune from being charged and prosecuted for crimes he does while he's in office? Oh, 100%. Blah, 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 blah. The founders, blah, 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 blah. Federalist papers, blah, 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 blah. Well, so that means that Biden could just, you know, have Trump thrown in jail and for no reason whatsoever.
Well, you know, Biden isn't ordained by God or... Not ordained. What is it called? What do they think? Anointed.
Anointed.
I don't think Biden is. That's right, Rudy. Anointed by Jesus.
That was a splurt.
That's the problem. Whoa.
That's not a fart.
That's not really an anointing.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Let's see what the headline there is. Mm. Oh, yeah, I saw this story. This is God Bless America type shit.
Yeah.
State capital scare, bomb threats across the country.
That's right, Pat. The maggots. The maggots are out.
A growing number of states across the country are reporting that they have received bomb threats to their capitals on Wednesday morning, just days after the Maine Secretary of State expressed concern about her safety. As of Wednesday afternoon, the states that have reported receiving bomb threats include Connecticut, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana. The threats resulted in government buildings either proceeding with an evacuation or a lockdown as police searched the area, but local authorities so far have not found any evidence of dangerous items.
Everything is fine. There's no reason for anyone to do anything special about this situation, this thing that we're going through with these domestic terrorist maggots.
And Trump would
say, don't worry about it.
Well, they're mad.
Yes, he would be right.
Well, they're mad.
They're mad, they're angry, they're deranged. Yes.
There was his comment about the Jan Sixers. Well, they were angry.
My God. I mean, and then there's this, isn't there this poll out that says it's the percentage of people of each party that believe there was actually violence on January 6th? And the one that is weird is the independents, you know, people that claim their independence. I mean, it's a majority of a majority of those do believe that January 6th was violent.
Right.
But there's a significant amount of those that don't.
Well, yeah.
That is crazy. They were rubbing shit all over the place. Didn't someone get beaten to death? I mean,
No, technically.
What happened? I thought he did get beat to death.
No, he got beat and then he got better and then he had a heart attack or something like that, right? Something like that.
I don't know.
The only actual death that day was, what's her face?
Didn't that cop committed suicide after that?
A couple, didn't they?
Yeah.
It
wasn't violent.
The Georgia Department of Public Safety said it determined their threat was not credible after conducting a sweep of the building. In Kentucky, police asked everyone to evacuate the Capitol after the Secretary of State's office received an email containing a bomb threat. They're investigating that threat.
You know what's interesting? If you take this in context of who stormed the Capitol, you think of all the law enforcement and people that had served in the army or in the military. I mean, there was a lot of people, right, in that group?
Yeah.
Well, are we worried that these are the people guarding all these places and shit? I mean, I feel like we're getting into a weird spot here.
Georgia, Kentucky. I mean, Georgia, I get. Kentucky, though. I mean, why are they going after Kentucky if they're maggots? Michigan, totally, I get. Minnesota, I get. Mississippi, why are they? They've got Mississippi.
It's terrorism, though.
And Montana. But, I mean, what are they pissed off about in those capitals if it's the maggotry?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
like, why are maggots going after the Mississippi?
Well, can I make a just
legislature?
I have a suggestion. I mean, if they had to bomb any state capital, I imagine that would be the easiest. I mean, that state, there's nothing's paved there. I can't imagine. I don't know.
They're going to say it's Antifa.
Right. Yeah, it could be a false flag. I mean, it's domestic terrorism by maggots. So it's like, I don't know. It's not necessarily going to make sense to us. You know, because they're lunatic racists or whatever. And who knows? Maybe there's somebody that's not a true Scotsman up in that Mississippi legislature that's pissing somebody off, you know?
I haven't vetted this, but I was just scanning through X, Twitter, whatever the fuck it is. And I will click on this and play this because it is, it's Aaron Rupar, who is a journalist. Who I use a lot of his clips, especially Trump rallies. He's really good about Trump rallies and shit. And this is from Fox Business.
Yes.
Larry Kudlow has a news show. I'm going to put that in quotes, or news should be in quotes.
Okay.
Kudlow.
That guy was in the cabinet.
Yeah. Okay. And he's a moron.
Now he's back in the news.
Well, no, he's on his own show.
Oh.
On Fox Business.
That's what I mean. He's back in the news business.
but his guest, and Aaron Rupar says, well, that was abrupt. His guest is Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, shit.
So let's hear what this is. I don't know what this is.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Elise Stefanik led the way. You've endorsed Trump. It just seems like the entire GOP now is getting behind Donald Trump.
The next 10 months, Larry, are going to be very interesting. But, you know, we've got 18 senators. I was the first one to endorse President Trump. I don't know where the other 31 are. I guess they're waiting for a phone.
I think a satellite went down or something. Anyway, that was Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, that's it. That's not that exciting, although I would love to shut that moron up.
You know, I know where the other 18 are.
I got to tell you, every time I hear his voice, I am shocked how stupid he sounds. I mean, it is shocking. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get used to that.
Right.
God. Why, he sounds so dumb, doesn't he? I mean, play that again. Just listen to him. Just think about how stupid this fucking guy sounds. I think he's dumb.
But, you know, we've got 18 senators. I was the first one to endorse President Trump. I don't know where the other 31 are.
We got 18 senators. I was the first one.
Maybe he doesn't sound. I don't know.
I know where the other.
Stupid. I think he sounds dumber than Ron Johnson. I mean,
you can just sense the stupidity off of him, though. I mean,
yeah. You think Ron Johnson's dumber? Come on.
And we know how stupid.
Yes.
And we know how stupid he is.
Oh, yeah. But what about, I'm serious. Ron Johnson is smarter than this guy. Yes?
Yes.
My fucking God. That was such a quick question. Answer. I thought you'd have to think about it.
Then Tuberville?
Yeah. Ron Johnson, he's dumb as shit, right?
No, I don't think Ron Johnson is dumb.
I've always thought that we agreed he was stupid.
Oh, Ron Johnson.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of our speaker.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. That guy creeps me out even to think about him. Can we just, let's think about Ron Johnson for a second. Leave that fuck alone. Little Handmaid's Tale Johnson, freak.
I apologize. I was confused. Yeah, Ron Johnson.
It's more stupid than Tuberville.
No, I think Tuberville wins.
Jeez, Tommy.
Hands down.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Anyway.
And Ron Johnson's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
But don't forget, Marsha Blackburn is a senator now, too.
What the fuck?
So this is some rough.
There's some voters that don't give a shit about this country. They don't care. They actually want to elect people that'll set this fucking world on fire or some shit. What is their problem? How's Marsha Blackburn a fucking senator in this country?
So those are your head. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Report.
Sad.
Is spewing forth. Debt disgrace, it says. $34 trillion and counting. So, of course, the Republicans are clutching their little pearl-sized balls and screaming and about the debt.
Yeah.
When there is a great graphic on the Twitter, which I'm surprised Elon hasn't censored it yet.
Yes.
That shows exactly the giant hole that Donald Trump's and the Republicans' tax cuts for the rich motherfuckers and for the big corporations blew in the deficit.
That's right.
And of course, it's Biden's fault.
Why are they so upset about it? Wait, are the Republicans upset about the debt or the deficit?
Both.
Okay. Are they more upset about the debt, the deficit, or the border? What about the border?
Oh, wow. I mean, you can't ignore all of that, right? Yeah. I think it's more the border.
Did any of them care that World War III is just sort of taking shape out there?
Wait, Republicans don't care about the debt.
Yeah, they don't because they run it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all just performance art. So they lie. In fact, that graphic showed the last like five presidents.
Yes.
Guess who lowered the deficit every time? And guess who raised the deficit every time?
Republicans raised it every time and Democrats lowered it.
Ding, fucking ding. In fact, Bill Clinton handed over a surplus.
Yeah. How nice. Well, and that went fine,
and
right?
And George Bush
George
and Dick
Bush.
Cheney said, ooh, look at all this money we can have.
God, and then they lied us into a war. Didn't they lie us into a war? It is that's the problem with this country. When a political party lies you into a war, that party should be done, and you should not want anything to do with those fucks. They should have to head for the hills after we found out that's what they did. But they did, and we've even forgotten. We've forgotten that George Bush lied us into a fucking war. Now the Republicans still continue to skull fuck us.
Well, and here, Pori Hemplo.
Yes.
Is, I think that's Jake Tapper, handing Speaker Johnson his Christian ass.
Ooh.
On the border.
Okay.
It can come to an end if the Biden administration will do its job, and they've refused to do it. They're doing the opposite.
So the $14 billion, there are, you're right, 1,600 asylum officers that would be part of that to speed up processing of asylum claims. That's what you're talking about. But there also would be 1,300 more Border Patrol agents to work alongside the 20,200. And also funding to hire 1,000 custom and border protection officers with a focus on counter fentanyl. So it's not all, in fact, most of it is not related to processing asylum seekers. A lot of it has to do with what you're talking about.
Jake, the president.
Fuck you, you dumb fuck. Go pray
Jake,
to
the
sky guy.
The president should come to the border. What an idea that would be. He should talk to the Border Patrol agents who are down here.
I think
he
went last year, just FYI.
Yeah, well, FYI. He went for a photo op. He should come and spend a couple of days like we have to be with the people here on the ground who are fighting this war on the border. That's
God, it's such crap. Oh, my God. It's such crap.
You know who's fighting a border war? The Ukrainians. They are. Why don't you have... Why don't you bring some... That's what I want. I want Zelensky to tour our border and see if he's impressed by the war we're dealing with down there. You know what I mean?
And someone who knows about the performance art of Mike Johnson.
Yes.
And his, you know, like the dancing hippos in Fantasia, the Republicans leaping around the border there. Here is Steve Bannon.
Okay.
Like Mike Johnson.
Oops, it's really loud.
Not getting it done, bro. And guess what? We're not going to tolerate that.
That's got to be a drop.
Not getting it done, bro.
God. Well, hey, hold on a second. Time out. Who is this Steve Bannon guy? Who's that? Not getting it done, bro. What kind of person? Does he sit around and watch? Does he like football? What does he do?
When
he's not being a tremendous Nazi.
The first 10 minutes of Amistad.
Okay. Just
the first 20 minutes of Schindler's List.
He just seems very casual for like he's a demonic fascist, and he's like, not getting it done, bro.
And guess what? We're not going to tolerate that. Okay, just not going to tolerate it. We're just not going to get a another McCarthy that has a biblical worldview. Right? He's got to step up, just like in any war. If you can't get it done, next man up. Boom. Let's roll.
But is Steve Bannon a veteran? Has he fought in any wars?
I don't think.
What are you talking about, Steve? I would feel weird saying that into it's like it's an actual thought that I'm not
maybe
pretending to have. You know what I mean? I can't say that with a straight face because I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Troll. You see this in the National Football League? You see it in college football? Been following that? Next man up. So what we don't need, Speaker Johnson, to be blunt, we don't need a photo op down at Eagle Pass, Texas. As much as we would love to, actually, again, a mainstream media show Eagle Pass, Texas, they're not going to show it. You're just wasting time. You need to take action. You need, first off, to stick out the ninth is absurd. What? You know, we didn't take a day off here.
What did he say?
I think they're not going back until next week. To Congress.
Listen, man, people hate working. And if you're elected and then can create your own schedule, I don't understand that. Why aren't we in charge of their fucking schedule? Why aren't we in charge of their schedule? We elected all these senators and and fucking Congress people. Why don't we dictate their schedule? Like, we should get a notice when he shows up to work, when our when Matt Gaetz shows up and then notice when he leaves and he's at lunch and we should be able to log in and see what he's doing.
Steve Bannon served for 7 years in the Naval Forces.
Okay, well.
In the late 70s to 80s.
Okay, I don't know
where
what
he was
a
naval officer.
Okay, there you go. Well, he must know what he's talking about then. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't mean to besmirch the good Steve Bannon.
On the destroyer USS Paul F. Foster as a surface warfare officer in the Pacific Fleet.
Okay.
Afterwards, he served as a special assistant to the chief of naval operations at the Pentagon.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go. Jeez. While at the Pentagon, Bannon attended Georgetown University at night and obtained his master's degree in national security studies.
Jeez, man. How did this guy turn into a fucking Nazi?
National security studies.
What kind of degree is that? No, jeez. Why don't you just get a political science degree or something, you weirdo? National security studies.
There you go.
That sounds
I kind of knew that Bannon was in the Navy, but I didn't know about no national security studies.
I didn't know he was in the Navy.
Did
they let him wear six uniforms at a time, or
I don't know if that's standard.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines.
Yeah, everything's
they're all worried about the debt over at the Drudge Report.
They're worried about the debt. God damn it. Could you imagine? Zelensky calls over. Hey, America, how's it going? What are you worried about? Oh, the debt. Oh, yeah, we're still fighting Russia, though. We're worried about that. God, our government so stupid right now. How is America going to save the world if it's ran by a bunch of dumb fucks?
Save the world, arguably.
I mean, I don't know.
We've done a lot of fucking up of the world.
Right, right.
At times.
It's not, I mean, you know, why would these guys fire those rockets into Lebanon? I think that was fucked up. Why would you do that? It's fucking crazy, man.
Also in the news.
Yay.
We've got GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley.
Oh, God. Does she understand slavery yet, or
has surpassed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the national polling average for the first time in the campaign?
Oh shit. Ron, how much money did you get to poll behind Nikki Haley? Nobody knew shit about Nikki Haley. Everybody loved you because you, and I don't know how to say this, because of how you stood up to COVID. You had that going. You had all that COVID momentum going for you. What happened?
Let's see, blah, 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 blah. The average has, at 538.com, has the former United Nations ambassador ahead of our beloved governor here.
I really, man, don't you remember what I'm talking about? He had this momentum from how he handled COVID. Remember?
Oh, he was the anointed one. Yeah. He was going to be the anti-Trump.
And all these people gave him so much money. And now he's second place to
third.
Let's
not forget.
None
yeah.
of these people are going to be the fucking nominee. This is a dumb conversation. They're not going to be the nominee. They're not going to be shit.
DeSantis had held second place in the GOP field throughout most of the race, and at one time was closely behind Trump for the lead, but he has dropped over the months from above 30% nationally to low double digits.
Damn, Ron. How much money did you spend to get to where you are today?
Trump is still the clear front runner for the Republican nomination.
Oh, yes.
Holding a 50-point lead in 538's national 50 average.
50 fucking points. Holy shit.
Haley surpassing Ron. This is, you know... the humiliation of Ron DeSantis has been really fun to watch.
That is enjoyable.
For those of us living here in Florida, Stan.
I mean, you know,
under him.
He has a whole fucking... I mean, I really think the problem is, in Florida included, everybody got to know this guy. Because he's always done weird shit in Florida, but you know, when he's out there running for president, there's a lot more exposure, right?
Right, right.
And so, like,
And really, how often do we see him even? We see the shit he does.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody's paying attention
right.
to...
He's not giving speeches.
Yeah, he's not giving speeches. And
he's not... And listen, I think... I'm just to say this. He is not great on the mic.
Correct. Or so bad. At all. I mean...
He's so bad.
He's bad at humaning.
Sometimes... He was, you know, he's a lawyer. That to me is weird. I just, don't lawyers have to be able to speak good in front of people and shit?
No.
And try cases and things of that nature. And
there's a wide gamut of lawyers.
And sound not fucking stupid. I mean, come on.
Also in the news, I've got...
Do you think if Nikki Haley's elected, like DeSantis, she will pardon Trump?
She said she would.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I think she and DeSantis both said it, and then Chris Christie, you know, he's an asshole, but...
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
He said, he goes, no, I won't pardon him. You're going to jail. Too bad. Something like that. Yeah. Too bad. Right. This is... good news?
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
It is good news because I would usually save this for Faithless Friday, but this is kind of big.
Jeebus.
The there's a massive lawsuit now against the Church of Scientology.
Jeez. John Travolta's church.
The plaintiffs in the civil harassment case against David Miscavige and Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology. Okay. The Church of Scientology should be labeled a criminal enterprise due to its pattern of racketeering activity.
Yes.
With three more rape claims against the incarcerated That 70s Show actor in a proposed second amended complaint, the accusers want the LA courts to allow mafia-inspired RICO charges to be included in the case. Criminal charges.
Damn. Well, yes. So that would include, they're going to go after, if you went after the whole organization of Scientology, right? In a RICO trial, you would have to say that some of their money was gotten by illegal means, right?
No, you just need a criminal conspiracy to commit crimes. Yeah,
right. It's not always about money.
It doesn't have to be profitable. Yeah,
right, right.
At almost the same time, in another lawsuit, the Church of Scientology seems to have kneecapped its own argument that one of the main reasons it harshly criticizes Leah Remini is because the former Scientologist has long been, quote, inspiring violence against Scientology.
Well, wait, now that is something all religions do. They project what they actually do onto other people. So this makes a lot of sense. Isn't she just saying what they did, Leah Remini?
Yeah. And she was with them forever. She was a high level. She got fed the Xenu stuff.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't believe it. Xenu. Like she thought that was something that people used to try to humiliate the church, because the higher ups never talk about it until you get to super ooper duper clear level, level you get to.
How much does that cost?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
And
you're clear.
She had given millions.
Jeez.
And finally, she reached the top, and they're like, okay, so, you know, the Xenu thing is totally real. L. Ron said that the Xenu guy created the Earth by dumping a bunch of nuclear bombs into a volcano or something fucked up like that.
Wait. Is that a thing that we've tried? Have we tried to do that with volcanoes?
Well, Trump maybe suggested.
Might be worth trying. I'm just kidding.
But... Yeah, and now they're because they're talking about how the church, with this whole Danny Masterson thing, tried to go after the victims.
Yeah. Well, right.
And the plaintiff says, while Scientology knew that defendant Masterson was a rapist, due to Scientology's criminal enterprises concealment of the fact, the plaintiffs did not, along right. with the alleged 1996 rape. Okay, there's like six women already that are coming Jesus. Forward.
This religion, man.
They what also contained previously undisclosed alleged cover-up rapes by Masterson of a 15-year-old Scientologist.
Oh, my God.
In 1994, and another of a female in the church in 1996.
Man, fuck this religion shit. It is insane. This is all crazy. It should end tomorrow. No more believing in this bullshit.
Well, and this one, it was made up.
Well, the other
by
one.
A lunatic, by a crook, by a fraud.
Didn't he have issues with women, too, Ron Hubbard?
And who literally said, I'm going to make a religion so they can't prosecute me.
What? I as you were explaining the Xenu shit, I found myself very frustrated because it sounds like Mormonism. But in Scientology, there's a god called Xenu who created this planet on which we lived and told L. Ron Hubbard to go rape teenagers. Is that correct?
Okay.
What do they fucking believe in? What kind of weird shit is this? God, it's all so stupid. Fuck.
Scientology teaches that Xenu was the dictator of a galactic confederacy of 76 planets who was captured and imprisoned on Earth 75 million years ago after bringing billions of his people to Earth, placing them around volcanoes. And killing them by using hydrogen bombs. I guess I fucked up.
You were right. No, you were right. I mean, that's close enough, isn't it?
Scientologists believe he is still being kept there. Xenu is very important to the beliefs of Scientology because the story of Xenu explains the believed origin of what are known as body thetans humans. Body thetans are believed to be the essence of Xenu's people that gather around humans and cause them spiritual harm. So all the people Xenu nuked are ghosties that are hovering around us and whispering in our ear, telling us not to do shit and to do shit.
God damn it, motherfuckers. Is there, sometimes when people get into this shit, I just want to ask them, it's like, did you ever try tennis?
The purpose of auditing within Scientology is to remove these thetans from the Scientologist.
That's why it's important to find something that you really love doing that you might have like a lot of proficiency.
They do, fleecing people.
No, but listen, you got into, you're a tennis player. You made yourself a professional tennis player. And that was a big part of your life for a long time. Because you're busy with that, you weren't off getting your thetans tested and shit.
Well, how do you know what I was?
I don't know. Please.
I'm sure they're Scientologist tennis players.
Do you think the Catholics ever look at the Scientologist organization and think, God, we're working too hard? I mean, it really seems like the story's kind of thin. Do they have a Bible, the Scientologists? Yeah, they do. It's called Dianetics, right?
Yes.
Have you read it?
I tried.
Was it good?
No, it's piffle. It's ridiculous.
I tell you what, I could not get through that fucking movie. It was impossible. It's impossible.
There's a Dianetics movie?
Yeah, it's the one with Travolta.
No, that's Battlefield Earth.
I thought Battlefield Earth was a representation. It was Passion of the Christ, but for thetans, these people are. Might as well be.
John Travolta's greatest performance.
No. He was, something must have happened to him along the way when he was acting where someone, I mean, I liked him in Pulp Fiction, and I thought he was good in Saturday Night Fever, as fucked up as that movie was. But something happened to him, or so I don't know. Why? When he was doing Gotti, who directed that, and what did they try to tell him? because boy, that's bad. But the Dianetics movie, or what's it called? Battlefield Fucknut is horrible. And it is a bad movie. And I love all science fiction because I like to look at the cool spaceships. It doesn't start with the spaceship scene. They're on a planet fighting somewhere. I'm like, this won't do because I'm not going to make it to space. It sucks so bad. Why is the main movie? This is my question.
I never saw it. I never even tried to watch it.
Is the main movie about their religion, which is mainly actors and creative types, right? Is that a misnomer? Is that a generalization? Is it all Hollywood actors that are Scientologists?
No, but that's a pretty.
Why aren't
there's
there,
a lot of them?
Why
there.
Aren't their movies better? If that movie was supposed to be about their shit, it wasn't good.
No.
It wasn't good. I know they're better Scientology actors than Travolta. I think Tom Cruise is a good actor. I really do. He's a Scientologist, right?
Yes. Yes.
What's his level?
He's a super duper, I think.
Is he clear?
He's probably giving shit tons of money.
Is he fucked up? I mean... Does it
but
Tom
you know
Cruise?
The accusation of many is that the church is like Putin. They get shit on you, and then they have you. And the thing on right. Travolta is that
he's gay.
He likes dudes. Yeah.
God, so what? Everybody knows that.
Same with Tom Cruise.
I literally don't give a flying shit.
Allegedly.
Make some more of those Mission Impossible movies. I like that. Go fuck guys all fucking day. I don't give a fucking shit. I like Minority Report too. Make another one of
Will
those.
Will Smith?
Yeah. Smith is a fucking dickhead, man. That guy is insane. I can't believe he slapped Chris Rock like that. God, what a loon. Chris Rock security people must have been stoned or something. Not paying attention.
Well, you probably don't think you need him at the Oscars.
God damn, that's the point of the security guard, though. Because you're not supposed to think that, but the security guard is always watching. You watch that Reacher. The Jack Reacher.
Someone should politely explain to Antifa, the most violent Americans, the most violent and willing Americans, haven't even left the couch yet. The ones that you're fucking with, the ones that you're picking on, are people that just didn't get out of their major liberal city in time. They just didn't get out of your downtown areas.
Is this Dilly?
This is Dilly.
Dilly back with a vengeance.
Brandon Dilly, we haven't heard from in a while.
And I got to say, that's an impressive clip. He's something about these liberals didn't get out of this city. Didn't escape in time.
But the ones that you think you want heat from, the most violent and ready to go, the most tactically trained, haven't even got off the couch yet. So you better pray to God. And I mean this literally. Or whoever the fuck it is you pray to.
Okay.
Okay? That Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and Attorney General Barr clean this up lawfully.
Now, this is previously.
Oh, okay.
Because if for any reason the President of the United States feels that it's not getting done the way it should and decides to put out the tweet that says, my fellow Americans, my fellow 2A-loving Americans, it's time to take up arms against these assholes. You are all fucked in under an hour.
So that was Dilly during administration.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of...
I kind of remember that. Do you remember? I remember him saying that.
Kind of, yeah. But now... It's over at Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
Meet Brendan Dilly, the violence-hungry MAGA cultist behind Trump's troll army.
Jeez.
Last month, the New York Times profiled what it called the troll army that is attacking former President Trump's enemies on social media as part of the campaign to get him elected in 2024. The leading figure behind this army is MAGA broadcaster and life coach
Brendan Dilly.
Brendan Dilly.
Whose
cultish devotion to Trump has gained him direct access not only to the Trump campaign, but to the big guy himself.
See, that is the problem with people like Donald fucking Trump. Because I guarantee you, there are people out there that probably had this fascination with Obama that was fucking crazy, right? That would probably be obsessed with him. Like, you know, And but somehow that person
wait that loved him, you mean?
Yeah, that loved him. That loved him the way Dilly thinks he loves Trump. Oh, I mean, it's probably like that. But the difference is somehow that person didn't make it into the White House to see Obama.
Right.
It didn't penetrate the inner circle. I don't know how that happened. Although Obama did get in an elevator with someone pretending to be a sign language interpreter.
That's right.
that's fucking crazy.
Dilly has been a supporter of Trump for years. In 2018, he unsuccessfully ran for Congress in Arizona as a staunch believer in the Make America Great Again movement.
He ran for Congress?
Today, Dilly now lives north of Atlanta.
Okay.
Says he has visited Mar-a-Lago 3 times this past year.
Where does it say where north of Atlanta? Does it?
No.
Oh.
He and his team have posted numerous photos of themselves posing with Trump, spending time with his advisors, and attending events at Trump properties.
Meet me in the steam room, Bannon.
During an episode of a show just before Thanksgiving, Dilly claimed to be texting one of those advisors, asking if he could join the former president at a football game at University of South Carolina.
Jeez.
That weekend, he and his wife were photographed by Jason Miller.
God.
In the governor's box, along with Trump.
Cover your drinks, everybody. Jason Miller's coming. Man. This is shocking. It's shocking to me because I didn't realize Brendan Dilley was so close to he's at the epicenter of all this shit. He's in charge of the trolls.
Right, right.
I thought his significance was wee, but it's not.
And then Right Wing Watch here has some of his greatest hits, which I'm sure we've played many of.
I don't
right.
give a fuck about being factual. This is political entertainment.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about being factual. This is political entertainment.
Right. Right. That's good.
I don't give a fuck about being factual. This is political entertainment. I make shit up all the time. I've told you that. Fuck. Like, we don't want to be fake news. I don't give a fuck. It's not my objective. My objective is to destroy Democrats. Okay? Destroy liberals. Liberalism as an idea. Democrats and anything that opposes President Trump. That's my goal. I've never made any bones about that. So,
God, you sound insane, dude. We probably played that one. God, he is. I forgot how. Greg Locke sometimes makes me forget how fucking nuts people are. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
This guy is fucking out there.
I have news for you. You better start developing a stomach for death because you're about to see a whole shit ton of it publicly with a lot of what is going on right now. You can't escape it. The crimes that they have been committed against the United States of America are punishable by death. And I fucking firmly believe that should this Justice Department do their job to the fullest extent of the law, you will have to deal with and cope with more and more people being put to death as a result of their crimes.
Fuck kind of... Excuse me... Is he campaigning for Trump? This is the weirdest pitch I've ever heard in my life.
This is during the administration.
Okay.
This is all greatest hits.
Okay.
I'm not wishing for it. I'm telling you what I personally am witnessing. This is what we seem to be being led to. Develop a stomach for it. Develop a will for it. You want to save your fucking country? This is what it's going to take. It's going to take you having the stomach and the spine and the fucking testicular fortitude
Jesus.
To support the President of the United States and the Department of Justice firmly imposing the law of the land.
Firmly.
Man, this guy is a life coach, boy. He is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a motivator, isn't he?
He's an author.
Is that what you tell? Is it kind of ironic for a life coach to tell you to get used to death? You're a life coach.
A Trump-loving life coach, yeah.
Right, right.
Let's see what else we've got here.
God damn. Brendan Dilley's in charge of the maggots.
Who? Yeah. Of the troll army.
I didn't
make sense
know that.
Though, right?
Yes, it absolutely does. When you listen to those clips for sure. Jeez.
Trump 2020. What's our strategy, guys? First rule of Trump 2020. controlling the media. How do we do it? It doesn't have to be true. It just has to go viral. We're destroying them at their own game. Like, Dilly, is that, where did you hear about that? I don't know. I made that up. You're a liar. For now.
Yeah, that's for his now. Guy. No, my coach is Dr. Brendan Dilly. He's helping me cope with stress in my life and get everything together so I organize my day. Right. Trying to make me a better parent. Man, jeez.
So there you go.
I wonder what happens when you come in for a session with him. Is he like, sit down, I want to get to know you. Like, have a seat. And he asks questions about his potential life coaching clients or and figures out what they need. Does he do like a needs assessment with them? Is like, what do you lack yeah, in yeah. your life? Are you happy? This guy is asking people if they're happy. And, you know, as a life coach, I'm sure at the same time, he's like, we're going to have to start killing a lot of people.
Then Right Wing Watch has a couple of predictions from last year.
Oh, boy.
That didn't go well.
Okay.
At the bottom of the screen, for $1,000, Ryan, support the voice of the prophets.
Yes.
$1,000 one-time donation. That's all you're getting. You're wow. supporting the voice of the prophets.
So you're just giving that money away.
And here's some prophecy from last year.
Okay.
I do know this. Coming to America this year, we're going to have, God said to me, there will be terrorism
yeah.
in America. And he called it a terrorism hell. Is coming to America. Terrorists. New York City is going to have terrorism like it's never had before. And even in New York, God said there's diseases going to hit New York City.
Yes.
And some of it will come even from the rats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the disease will spread.
Yeah. We did that in the Middle Ages when your people were in charge.
That's Jim Baker, though, right?
That's Jim Baker.
Where's Lori? Is she okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
she's afraid.
The rats.
I dropped my Xanax down my tits.
Wait,
fuck.
One second. He said the rats are going to be in charge.
The rats are going to be spreading disease like the fucking fleas and the plague.
Is he being... Is it like vermin?
Where was the terrorism?
Is he being anti-Semitic? Is that what the rat symbolizes?
What happened to the terrorism?
What do you mean?
That's his prediction. That was his 2023 prediction for New York was going to be terrorism hell.
Well, I mean...
With rats spreading disease.
Well, I'm sure that they would say it's happening right now. These Jewish people have taken over the city yeah. and ruining everything.
Some of it will come even from the rats.
Gosh.
Well, the disease will spread. These things, I believe, are the really beginning of sorrows that we're seeing Oops. In the world.
He is.
So there you go. That was a fail.
Does he have medication that he takes?
Well, he had a stroke. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Jim. I mean, boy, that makes a lot. You know, that stroke in the context
it's
of this
nice.
Makes. Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, listen, it makes sense, though, doesn't it? I mean, boy. That's some crazy shit.
Fail.
Not
fail, fail, fail.
Didn't happen, guys.
Now we're seeing the tsunami of deaths that I've been talking about since the beginning of 21. Millions of people are going to die. You know, when Judy Mikovits came out on Plandemic at the beginning of that and said that...
Oh, my God.
That more than 50 million people are going to die, and everybody was like, whoa. And when they started interviewing me and asked me, what did I think about that number? I said, it's way too low.
This is at the Reawaken America tour. This is Sherry Tenpenny, who is a anti-vaxxer expert that the right loves to masturbate to.
But wait, she's saying all the people that got vaccinated should be dead.
We should have been. This.
I'm still here,
there
bitch.
There was going to be a.
I'm still here.
There was going to be a tsunami of deaths in 2023.
At Vile Experience.
Kind of didn't happen.
Still here. We are still here. We are vaccinated and still here, motherfuckers.
That one didn't happen.
Did not happen. Fail. I'm so sorry.
The more shots you get, the more you destroy your immune system, and the faster that happens. And it's anticipated, the German data says that by the end of 2022, every fully vaccinated person over the age of 30 may have the equivalent of full-blown vaccine-induced immune-suppressed AIDS.
Immune-suppressed is AIDS is redundant because the eye...
Yes. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
Yes.
I think this person has acquired brain deficiency syndrome. You're fucking...
No, she's making shit tons of money off these...
Oh, yeah?
She's speaking at the Reawaken America
now what?
Tour. She's making Brewer money.
No, you should be sued for lying because I am not... I don't have vaccine AIDS. What the fuck? Where did she even get that?
Don't ask
Who
me.
Who thought of that one?
Fully blown, every person over 30 that's had the vaccines will have full-blown, immunosufficient, deficient, suppressive, persistent AIDS.
I got the vaccine HIV.
God, these morons.
I got polio from the vaccine. Full-blown AIDS polio. I guess it doesn't matter what you tell people that are very stupid. That's sort of hinting that if you got the vaccine... Why is it giving me AIDS, though?
It's going to destroy your immune system.
And then I'll get the AIDS because of that.
Well, yeah, that's it has the same effect of AIDS, I guess.
Sorry, Sherry, Miss Henpenny, I was just trying to follow the science. It was a little confusing for me.
Yeah, don't.
I now
She's
I
not
it.
Following the science.
No,
either,
no,
so
you are
bother.
Not. Don't step off the edge of the earth either.
So there you go. That's some of the... A few of the things that Right Wing Watch is sharing as failed predictions by morons last year.
Right.
We've got...
I'm kind of surprised that our show just isn't all that. I mean, if we're covering all the failed profit...
Oh, God, we don't have that kind of time.
God, we'd have to do longer.
Just do a few a day.
Yeah.
Faithless Friday, we'll do all those. And we'll get Hank Kuhneman mad at us.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because he's the best prophet. Now, all of Hank's prophecies obviously came true because he's a...
No, they all came wrong, and that's why he keeps fighting with people about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, all the other ones just kind of shut up, or they try to move the goalpost, but he was like, he's like, fuck you! Remember? He finally ended up saying, Trump won in heaven.
That's right!
Remember that?
Yes! Yes! Wow. Heaven is...
Trump won in heaven.
I guess they count differently in the afterlife. Numbers.
It looks like they passed the border funding bill. 227 Democrats, 2 Republicans.
Wow.
Voted for it.
Jeez. So they passed it.
I think so.
So that means they can pass the Ukraine aid?
Oh, wait, maybe not. Wait. 4 no's, Democrats, 190, well, 229 to 195. So it won, but 195 Republicans are the ones they've been screaming, shut it down.
Right. That's because isn't that what happened last time or previous time? They don't like that. This is their issue. So if you pass something... Then how are they going to complain about it?
Right. Right.
Is that what's going on?
Right. And I saw something earlier today about that's what they did to Obama. There was comprehensive.
Oh, yeah.
Immigration reform. And the Republicans said, fuck you. We're not even going to bring it up for a vote. Then they turned around and blamed Obama for not.
Yeah.
Having immigration reform.
Right. Well, I mean. How can they blame him with that birth certificate issue and everything?
Well, that's true.
How is the guy that is the mother of that invention going to be president? Or could be president? He's not going to win. I mean, I hope not. How is he still around? That's the stupidest shit ever. Like, Obama is a citizen. He's not. He wasn't born in Kenya.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
His mother is a citizen.
Right. It wouldn't matter.
Wherever he issued forth from her vagine, Doesn't matter.
But what about the cracks and the folds and the birth certificate? Aren't those confusing disturbing?
Joe Arpaio is still masturbating over that document nightly.
Isn't Mitt Romney from Mexico or something?
He's 90. What?
Isn't Mitt Romney's dad from Mexico or Mitt's from Mexico? He was born over there or something?
Maybe. I remember what's his face? McCain was born overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mitt Romney may have been. I don't
maybe
know.
I'm getting him mixed
he
up.
He may have been
somebody
born
else.
In Mexico. Mexico.
I don't know. Did anybody look into Mitt's birth or any other president's birth certificate? I mean, if we're worried Obama could be born in Kenya, why aren't we worried that, say, George W. Bush was born in Pakistan or something
well,
like
yeah,
that? You know what I mean?
Who cares? If, right. they're, if the parents or a parent is
who cares?
A citizen, you're a citizen.
Who cares? I'll tell you who cares. Donald Trump cares so much that oh, Obama yeah. reamed him out so hard. Dunked on him so hard in 2012 in the correspondence dinner. Donald Trump ran for president, ushered in the newest, scariest era of fascism in our whole on the planet. And we can thank who has the most effective comedy set ever? Obama. Imagine you do a set at a show. That upsets the loom so bad, you start a new wave of fascism.
Ends that's, democracy.
That's what happens.
As we know
his
it.
Comedy set ended democracy. It's not his fault, but, you know.
Well, Ryan, New York's loss is our gain here in Florida.
Is Rudy moving here?
Sean Hannity.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Is moving. From New York.
Oh, yes.
To Florida.
Sean, you're going to love it, you necklace fuck. Where is he living? Is he going to live near Mar-a-Lago?
If anybody's listening to this program for any length of time, I've been threatening to do this for quite a while, but we're now beginning our first broadcast of my new home, and that is in the free state of Florida. I am out. I am done. I'm finished. New York, New York, goodbye. Florida, Florida. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But it's great to be here. And I will tell you, one of the things that I was told earlier before, Linda, but I don't know who he's talking to. But feeling good tonight, by the way. And I'm that because she entertains everybody. I guess it's his wife, maybe.
Yeah, he's married. That is, I feel bad for, check on Linda. Make her blink if she's okay.
Finally, for the first time I can think of in my adult life, I actually have representatives in the state that I'm living that share my values. I have a governor by the name of Ron DeSantis and Senators Marco Rubio and Senator Rick Scott.
Nine!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hey, what do you mean you're threatening to leave New York? I didn't really know. I didn't know you lived there, Hannity.
Well, and nobody cares.
Who gives a shit? Do you think you go in restaurants? People are like, oh, look who's here. Sean Hannity, that horrible dumb fuck that says things on Fox News that don't really make sense. He's here.
Right.
Rub some ice cubes over my nipples. I'm going to try to contain my excitement. Hi, necklace fuck. What do you want? I mean, is he a big socialite there or something?
I mean, they certainly love him more here.
Does he go to Studio 54 and hang out? Or does he go to the comedy cellar?
He's going to go to Mar-a-Lago and dance on Thursdays whatever Trump is spinning.
Do you think Hannity's hurt that Tucker's going to be the VP and not him?
Didn't Hannity kind of go DeSantis?
Excuse me. He just gave a shout out to DeSantis.
I thought Hannity may have kind of gone DeSantis.
Maybe Hannity can teach him how to act like a normal person, DeSantis. I mean, I don't know.
Hannity? I guess Hannity can act like a normal person.
I imagine there are people in Ron DeSantis' life who are like, I can't believe that know him, that have known him for years, are like, I can't believe these donors are giving him all this money because they think he's going to be president. They don't know how weird and fucked up he is. You know?
Also in the news. This is always fun.
Okay.
Like two turds bumping up against each other in the bowl.
Right.
This is Jesse Waters
Okay. Nine!
Versus Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas. You remember that asshole?
Oh, yes.
He's the one who shot that weird superhero video where he's flying through the air and lands inexplicably in the middle of a field somewhere where there's a pickup truck full of a couple of liberals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I remember that. How bizarre
shit.
That was.
They're all potheads. They're potheads eating potato chips or some dumb shit like that.
Does the superhero landing.
Yeah. He smited them, I think.
Well, now Crenshaw is not well loved by the maggots anymore.
Right.
Because he kind of went, he wasn't never Trump, but he kind of ended up anti-Trump.
Right.
And anti-crazy, even though he's a fucking asshole and nuts. So Jesse Waters last night. Ugh,
God, that guy is such a vomit. I hate this dude so much.
He's just loathsome, but
he really is.
He might have had a point on this one. Alleging that Washington lawmakers might be engaging in insider trading. Right. Which is why the Democrats have put forth legislation that members of Congress should not be allowed to trade stocks they're members of Congress.
Isn't that kind of a no-brainer because their action can affect the price of a stock? Like, and that I've always thought it's weird that Elon Musk can own stock, right?
Well, they might not have that. They may have tens of thousands of dollars. It's not going to move the mark on that. But they get insider information on whether to keep or get rid of it. I don't know if they're going to be price fixing like the
they could go the out and say, boy, I just, what if Chuck Schumer came out and he said, listen, hi, America, I'm giving a speech. Oh, you know, I drove here in a Tesla. It's the best car ever. I love it so much. And then he owns Tesla stock. And because he endorsed it, it goes up.
Right. Among the targets were Democrats and Republicans. And one of those Republicans on Jesse Waters' list is Dan Crenshaw.
Wow.
Crenshaw then put out 5 Instagram story posts calling Waters a fucking clown. A fucking hack.
I agree.
A dirtbag millionaire and a mediocre entertainer.
Agreed.
Then called him a loser who grew up with a silver spoon and cheated on his wife and then left her with twins while he went off with another Fox producer.
Jeez, that's good content on his Instagram. That's compelling. Wow.
The segment from Jesse Waters can be watched above, blah, blah, blah. It's a mediaite.
Don't we know that about Jesse Waters, though? We know that he cheated on his wife up with his
100%.
Yeah, some kind of producer or some.
Crenshaw was not the focus of the segment, but he was mentioned by name and appears on the chart on the show. Crenshaw did not dispute the figures cited by Waters and did confirm that he has 10,000 invested in stocks, but has not made any trades in, quote, over a year.
Yeah.
And he said that while serving in Congress, he has never had more than $20,000 invested. He says, but Fox knows this, but they're desperate for fake controversy to get clicks.
Yeah. Well, shit. I mean, what is this story? Is this story Dan Crenshaw comes out as, like, not a bad person?
Hey, you fucking hack. If you're going to accuse me of literal corruption, get your facts straight and man up and come accuse me to my face. You're a fucking clown, desperate for clickbait. Waters is a tool, making millions to push conspiracies on TV and bash veterans like me. Oh, better veteran card. Who are barely a fraction of his net worth. Wake up, America. The political entertainment industry is almost always lying to you.
Wait a second. Okay. Yes. Okay. But this is Fox. Excuse me, Dan. And this is Jesse Waters, you know, and you're not telling the planet anything they don't know. Right. Jesse Waters is a tremendous tool. Welcome to the fucking party.
Losers like Waters grew up with a silver spoon. His family is made up of well-connected journalists and politicians. And for some reason, people are fooled into believing he's some genuine blue-collar conservative. Yeah, he's such a conservative. He cheated on his wife and then left her with twins while he went off with another Fox producer. And let's be honest, Jesse Waters seems like the type of dude who pees sitting down.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Whenever did anyone?
Sometimes you want to look at your phone,
right? Did anyone get confirmation on that from Waters' agent? Is
I
that
don't
true that
know
he sits
if
down?
Yeah, I don't know if we have that. He's like, I don't need a urinal.
Yeah, he sits down on the urinal actually.
Always good to see conservatives
going after each other.
Going after conservative assholes going after each other.
Why is Dan Crenshaw's like, this guy's doing conspiracy theories? What do you believe in? I bet you believe in some dumb shit.
Yeah, Crenshaw tried to like pretend he was sane after a little while. And
right.
It's just nobody's believing it. I saw that video.
Well, wait, is he though? I mean, maybe he doesn't have the same core values all these other GOP guys do. Is he pro-choice? Yes.
Crenshaw?
Yes.
No.
Gun control? Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Is he worried about drag queens?
Yes.
Does he have dumb opinions about trans
yes,
people?
Yes, okay. Probably. I mean, I don't know this. I'm just...
Does he have a problem with gay
course,
people?
He's a Republican.
Does he have a problem with gay people?
Probably not himself, but outwardly, probably yes.
Okay. He sucks.
I mean, he may not... I'm not saying he's gay. I'm saying he probably doesn't give a shit.
I mean...
But, like, most of these Republicans don't. These politicians especially.
Listen, Dan. What's your problem with Jesse Waters? I actually think you owe him an apology. Because people like Jesse Waters, that's the reason you get elected. You stupid. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you mad at Jesse Waters? He's helping your cause, kind of. He's on your side.
I mean, I guess. I think he's a little never Trumpy now, but...
Who, Dan?
Yeah. Well, he's just mad because he was on that list.
But, you know, Jesse Waters, at his core, is a fucking racist. And it is, and I say that because of that segment he did in Chinatown. It's these old Chinese people. He's in their face doing the Jerry Lewis Breakfast at Tiffany's thing. You know what I mean? And it's that's who he is. And you're telling me Dan Crenshaw doesn't identify with that at all?
I mean, maybe.
I'm just, it's hard for me to believe that Dan doesn't love Jesse Waters and they wouldn't hang out and stuff. I just don't understand these conservatives.
Federal labor officials.
Yes.
Ryan, have accused SpaceX.
Nine!
Today, of illegally firing 8 employees.
Okay.
For the horrible, great crime, Ryan.
Right.
Of circulating a letter critical of Elon Musk.
Is it critical of how he's running SpaceX? Meaning, because of the way he runs SpaceX, it's more likely that our spaceship is going to blow up while it's passing Venus? Is that the point?
I don't know. According to the complaint issued by a regional office of the NLRB, the company fired the employees in 2022 for calling on SpaceX to distance itself from social media comments by Musk, including one in which he mocked sexual harassment accusations against him. The letter circulated by the employees also called on SpaceX, which has over 13,000 employees.
Damn!
To clarify its harassment policies and to enforce them consistently. The Labor Board complaint said the company's president and chief operating officer, Gwynne Shotwell, what a name, had illegally restricted employees from circulating the letter, and it identified similar infractions by other executives and managers.
Jeez. I mean... They want Elon Musk. These guys don't want Elon Musk to be in charge of SpaceX.
They wanted the company to distance itself from shit he was saying.
Okay.
And say, because it's its own company, technically.
Right.
He's got a, you know, I mean, it's got a its own COO and stuff like that. He's the CEO, but.
But he's saying that he can't dictate company policies.
Well, yeah, and we should say, you know, that we don't agree with mocking sexual harassment claims, you know, or something like that.
Right.
The case is scheduled to go before an administrative judge in early March unless SpaceX agrees to a settlement. A spokesperson for the Labor Board said it was seeking make whole remedies like reinstatement and back pay for the workers. So they fired these people for circulating this letter.
That's insane. I mean, this guy shouldn't have government contracts. We're paying SpaceX to build spaceship, right?
Yes.
We shouldn't. I mean, I don't know who else would do it.
Tesla, meanwhile, where Musk is chief executive, has spent years litigating a case in which the labor board accused it of firing an employee for engaging in union activity.
Yay!
The board ruled in 2021 that the firing was illegal and ordered Tesla to reinstate the worker with back pay. Awkward! Would you want to be put back into the company that fired you and then you sued the fuck out of them?
No, not at all. And I wouldn't, it would seem like, oh, I don't know, a hostile fucking workplace. I don't want to work for the weird little apartheid guy, Elon Musk, who names his kids job numbers. Back. Oh, yeah, thank you.
I want the back pay and future pay until I find something of equal or more.
I mean, it's what Elon, don't you feel weird that your company has to, for some reason, confirm that the company believes in is anti-discrimination?
The board ruled in 2021 that the firing was illegal, ordered Tesla to reinstate the guy, a decision that a federal court affirmed, and now Tesla is appealing the case even farther.
Okay. I mean, is any of his companies, is it going well on any level?
The Justice Department sued SpaceX in August. The Justice Department, accusing it of discriminating against asylum seekers and refugees in its hiring. But a judge issued an injunction blocking that case from moving forward. In December 2021, a former SpaceX employee published an essay detailing instances of harassment and groping by colleagues.
Groping?
That she said went largely unaddressed after she reported them.
Really? You're building a spaceship. It's a bunch of scientists over there in lab coats, filling beakers, turning, I don't know. What do you do when you work at a rocket ship place? You're building a rocket ship. What do?
You're like a mechanic.
I guess. So you're doing a bunch of space shit and then somebody grabs your dick or something?
It was a woman, yeah.
Can you guys get it together? You're building, not the people getting harassed. I'm talking about Elon Musk and all those creepy dudes that run this place. You guys are supposed to be building a spacecraft that gets to Mars. Think about how crazy that sounds to me. Insane. But you're too concerned about raping people and groping people to be serious about your rocket ship.
Business Insider previously reported SpaceX had paid $250,000 in 2018 to settle a claim in which an employee accused Musk of exposing himself and sexually propositioning her.
Why didn't you get more money for that? Musk, that's it.
Denied the accusation and joked about it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Not long after, a group of employees began brainstorming ideas for making the company less tolerant of harassment and drafting the letter. Ms. Shotwell was aware of the effort and appeared supportive of it, according to comments she left on an internal communications platform.
Okay.
In mid-June of 2022, several employees circulated the letter to colleagues. The letter called Musk's public statements a frequent source of distraction and embarrassment for us, and urged the company to uphold clear repercussions for all unacceptable behavior, whether from the CEO or an employee starting their first day.
They have to say that. That's usually not something you have to say. Our CEO isn't allowed to grope or be mean or weird.
So then they went and fired the people. So
yeah.
And now they're a-suing.
Right. Sounds like things are going well over there. Right. When you go to Mars, I was just thinking about this. I just always assume it's like you go to Mars, you go to Earth, you pass Venus on your left, I would imagine, on the way
there. which direction are you going?
I'm going, I guess, north to Mars. I assume that. I don't know. I don't know.
We won't pass Venus on the way. I'll tell
bullshit.
You
that. I'm going to take a left when I come out of
Unless
Earth.
Unless you go the long way around the sun.
Wait a second. Excuse me.
Yes.
Somebody show me a map of the universe. It goes Mercury.
Right.
Venus, Earth, Mars, et cetera, et cetera, right? And so
yes, Jupiter and Saturn.
Yeah. But we're not going there.
And used to be Pluto.
There's no fucking way I'm going to Pluto. Fuck that. But you're going to pass Venus. Yes, you are, because it's before that one. It would be impossible not to.
It's not before.
I'm gonna slingshot around the sun so I don't go by Betis.
Why are you going the long way? Yeah,
I'm not. Hold on a second. What does the universe look? I just assume
it's concentric circles, and Mars is outside of us. Venus is inside of us. So in order to pass Venus, you'd have to go, you know, sideways toward the kind of towards the inner circle.
You don't want
to catch Mars, maybe. I mean, it's not impossible because
you're supposed
you might
to
have
stay
to go
fucking
around.
Inside. You're not supposed right. to go fucking outside. I don't know. I just never thought about it. That's a shame, though. I mean, you're going to Mars
because everything's swirling around, so it's conceivable you would have to take that route. But
I
probably the most direct route is when we're both right. on the same side of the.
I've seen movies where they have to go to the solar side plane. Because things go poorly and they have to slingshot around the sun.
right.
They have slingshot around the sun, pick up a couple of humpback whales, let them talk to whatever spaceship is killing the Earth. Remember that? That's Star Trek 4.
Oh, yeah. One of the good ones.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back on Friday, Faithless Friday.
You know, it's either Star Trek 5 or 6 that What's-His-Face directed. Boy, that's bad. One of the ones that James T. Kirk directed.
Oh, Shatner. Horrible. Yeah, it was all five, I think, maybe.
Jeez, it sucked. No offense, just...
That was the one where they were falling off of the mountain.
The rock and Spock saved him.
At the beginning, and it literally... Looked like two guys hanging there with a mountain scrolling behind them.
It does. It does.
Because that's exactly what was happening.
Right.
And they had better special effects than that back then.
Yeah, and and Spock does ask a good question at the beginning. Why aren't you wearing gravity boots? He's like, you know, William Shatner's like, I just like to scale the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I want to feel my toes.
So stupid. What a dumb way to begin the movie. It's like... What do you do in Star Trek? You go to space. You take a trek to the fucking stars. First scene of the movie. Where are we not in? We're not in space. Red fucking flag, baby. We're not in space at the beginning.
Yeah.
Red flag. It's
always
a show.
In space.
And even in the voiceover of the old television series, that word is in the first. Is the first word. Space.
Right.
It's not mountain climbing.
This is intelligence experts.
Okay.
Are becoming increasingly convinced.
Yes.
That the six high-end brothels in the suburbs of Boston and Washington, D.C., that they discovered.
Okay.
This is shocking, Ryan. I can't believe that this would happen.
Okay.
They think they might have been set up by a foreign nation as an espionage honey trap.
Oh, wow. Wow. God, how fucking shocking. Jeez. I can't believe it.
They believe the brothel is allegedly masterminded by a 41-year-old South Korean woman. Targeted politicians, high-ranking government officials, and defense contractors.
Yes, perfect. See what I mean? Like, Elon Musk has defense contracts, right? Or contracts with NASA. Mm-hmm. He has access to sensitive shit because of his job. Right?
Yeah.
And we know this guy is into some wacky shit. I could see Elon Musk going to a brothel, being bugged or blackmailed or...
The mystery is which country might have been behind the scheme. Russia, China, Korea itself, even Israel have all been seen as possibly being behind it.
Right. Hey, let me answer your question. It's a trick question. They're all doing it. Why wouldn't they? It's so easy, it seems like.
A one-time CIA senior operations officer said having Koreans out front could have been a false flag to give China or another country plausible deniability if the plot unraveled. The brothels were raided in November. Prosecutors say they were looking to charge 28 people in Massachusetts alone.
Damn. Jeez. Why don't you say this to all the high, if you have a high ranking government job, you're a defense contractor, whatever, the beginning of every meeting before everybody starts work, you just say, as a reminder, no brothels, guys, because there could be spies. No brothels, okay?
There was no evident motive to establish two cat houses in the greater Washington area. None of the three defendants live anywhere near the Capitol, and sex workers were flown there from Los Angeles or Vegas.
God damn. They're like, we can put this whole fucking brothel together in a weekend. Just need a budget.
Members of Congress, military officers, and national security contractors who possessed security clearances were among the steady customers at the high-end brothels run by the Ring.
So what do you think happens? They go to the brothel, they take off their clothes, somebody comes in, clones their cell phone, well, I guess the fact that they're there, someone will take pictures of them and say, hey, Putin owns you, or we're going to, you know, send this to your wife.
The Ring's clients, who paid rates of up to $600 an hour,
Jesus,
included corporate executives, professors, lawyers, and scientists. To entice customers, the owners allegedly set up websites whose purported purpose was helping photographers find nude female models looking for work. Investigators believe the Ring had made over $1 million by the time it was busted.
And that's only the side business. That's the side business. The real business is selling that intel, right? Or providing it to whoever.
The lingerie and bikini-clad models went by names such as Sexy Shoe, Venus, Shoe, Tina, Yoko Triple D, and Tiffany.
Yoko Triple D has got us good information.
Yoko Triple D. None of the clients have been identified or charged so far. But they could be unmasked after federal prosecutors last month announced that they are seeking criminal charges. The probe into their involvement in prostitution is active and ongoing, says a DHS special agent.
My God, I tell you what, if I'm these spy guys that run this brothel op, I am saying these people come in, we're going to put a tracker, going to implant a tracker under their skin. We're going to put little cameras in their glasses if they have any. All their information. We're going to bug their cars. Everything.
And the experts are saying just the way that it was all structured, it seems like it's classic honeypot.
Yes.
Two of the brothels operated from units in luxury apartment buildings in the Virginia burbs outside the Capitol.
Right.
Each about a 15-minute drive from the White House, Congress, etc. The surrounding area is packed with national security giants such as Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and General Dynamics. Boston, where the other four brothels are operated, is a haven for defense contractors as well.
Perfect. Hey, you know what? This is a great plan. All you have to say is you don't even need a lot of information to start this spy business. You know there's a lot of military people, a lot of defensive contractors, yes, that, you know... You just put a brothel up.
The Ring didn't have anyone based near D.C. Suspects had to fly in and out of town with a rotating cast of sex workers, set them up at the Virginia apartments, and deal with routine business matters. The Washington operations would have significantly increased costs, created logistical headaches, and greatly heightened risks. So from a practical standpoint, it would have been easier to just open two more brothels in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Unless the goal of the operators wasn't maximizing profits. Hmm.
Yeah, they wanted to maximize information.
Exactly.
Profits. I mean, they will make profits, though. They just maximize them. I mean, you get more intel.
The first step for any intelligence agency looking to recruit a foreign asset is preparing a targeting analysis.
There's a targeting
analysis. To pinpoint top prospects.
Yes.
Those that make the final cut must have access to the desired information and a history that suggests they would betray their country if the proper incentive was offered.
Absolutely, yes. They will send these women after these people.
Spy agencies deem financial stress, greed, marital problems, and feeling underappreciated at work as being exploitable vulnerabilities.
That's right.
Extramarital affairs and sexual promiscuity and deviants are other helpful vulnerabilities,
oh, yes.
Which is why honeypots are a time-honored practice of intelligence agencies.
That's right. And they had two of them going in Boston.
Wait, no, four in Boston, two. They opened two more in D.C.
Yeah, they're franchising these fucking things.
Yeah, and they had nobody in D.C. That's the whole thing.
Well, is it harder to open up one of these spy franchises or a Chick-fil-A?
Oh, Chick-fil-A, harder.
Yeah.
Much harder.
Right.
More cash output, too. I mean,
that makes more money?
Initial cash output.
Oh, that's right.
Chick-fil-A
that's
makes
right.
more money, I'm sure.
Than spying.
Probably. Even with $600 an hour.
That's what a lawyer would charge. I mean, a really good lawyer,
a partner,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all shocked to learn that maybe these houses of hookers
were actually spies.
Were set up to get morons.
Oh, I thought she really liked me. She, in fact, is a spy.
Oh, yeah. Yoko Triple D loved me.
I believe Yoko Triple D, God damn it. Now what? My world is shattered.
Also in that world.
Yes.
If you are in the states of Montana or North Carolina.
Okay.
Those two states have been leading the list of states with the highest number of searches for the term VPN over the last few days.
Why?
Most likely because both states have new age verification laws going into effect, and adult websites are now either requiring a copy of visitors' government IDs or have just blocked access altogether.
That
and
seems
in fact,
weird.
In Montana and North Carolina, Pornhub has been blocked.
Damn.
Because Pornhub is like, fuck that. We are not going to get somebody's government-issued ID to let them jerk off to two nurses.
They want you to send, like, what, your Social Security card to this VPN
you have to prove
so you can whack off?
No. They want a VPN so it shows they're coming from a different state that doesn't have that stupid law.
Oh, that is so complicated.
They're not trying to follow this.
So your server,
laws.
That
trying
means
to.
Your server or your... is in a different state.
IP address is spoofed from coming from elsewhere.
Difference does that make?
Wherever you want. That's how you can, like, if you have Netflix, sometimes there's movies or series that aren't available
right
in certain countries. You could get around that. Just hop on a VPN, log into your Netflix, and restrictions go on.
That's America, baby. Right there.
Pornhub has chosen to block people in both states from accessing its website instead of asking for verification.
Okay.
Other websites owned by the parent company include Brazzers, RedTube, and YouPorn are also no longer accessible.
Oh, no. Shit. You guys got to get a VPN.
If anybody in Montana, North Carolina tries to access one of those sites, they'll see a video message from performer Sherry DeVille.
What?
Explaining that giving a copy of their ID to adult platforms puts their children and their privacy at risk. We believe that the best and most effective solution for protecting children and adults alike is to identify users by their device and allow access to age-restricted materials and websites based on that identification.
What? Wait a second.
In other words, device level, some kind of device level.
Yeah.
Lockout where the parents have made sure that the kids' devices the kids' computers or phones or whatever they have access to don't have the verification.
Right, because those people should be able to whack off to anything.
Other adult websites not owned by the company are using third-party providers to authenticate users' ages in lieu of blocking whole regions altogether.
Oh, that's nice.
Pornhub uses Louisiana's digital driver's license wallet app to verify local users' identities.
Oh, there you go.
But not all states have ID apps that work with the system. The website said that its traffic in Louisiana dropped by 80% when the state started enforcing the age verification law.
It's 2023. Is there no, shouldn't age verification online be an easy thing to handle? Why is it so complicated?
One would think, yeah. One would think.
God, figure that shit out, man.
Well, because people don't want to give up their privacy.
No, I mean, yeah. Can't we verify somebody's age with a, I don't know, some sort of...
Well, that's why you have a device that once you've verified your device...
What if you put your documents on a blockchain?
Okay.
That would make them private, correct?
No. Not necessarily.
God. Okay, never mind. Well, we better figure that out.
So there you go. Let me see. The website, a new development.
Yes.
Is another potential blow to the company after it was slapped with a $1.8 million fine in December for hosting and profiting from pornographic content that featured sex trafficking victims. Well, that's not cool.
No.
That go after them for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But if, you know, if it's consenting adults doing the porn, let them.
Let me open up a VPN and send you a DNA sample to make sure we all know who we are at any given moment.
So you're SOL.
Yeah.
If you're in Montana North Carolina, you try to get on Pornhub.
Well, you got to check your states. I mean, how do you know what state is in this? This is the dumbest shit ever.
You try to
log
in and it'll say, no, you can't.
Oh, because you're in this restricted state.
Right.
I guess we've got everything figured out. Right, because now we're seeing which states can look at porn and which can't. So I guess we figured out cancer and the problem at the border and the whole Ukrainian war and all that shit. The Middle East is sorted. Good.
Also in the news, we've got some time here left. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yes.
This is from, you remember George Santos?
Yeah, sure, man. That guy, what happened to that baby?
George Santos expelled from office late last year.
Oh, that's right, George. I'm so sorry.
According to a new interview in Politico,
yes,
was such a disaster that other members had to step in and pick up the load of helping those in his district. He didn't do shit.
Well, of course. Well, I don't even know. What does a congressperson do for their district? Was he supposed to? What did they want from him?
Right. Representative Anthony D'Esposito.
Yes.
Was too close to the scandal for his own liking. Now he's ready to get on with a more normal neighbor.
Okay.
The representative D'Esposito talked about his first year in Congress, uncovering the revelation that George Santos never hired staff to handle those seeking help in his district.
So wait, so someone would come to him and say, George, you're my representative. I need help with X, Y, and Z. He'd say, okay, no problem. And then wouldn't do anything else about it?
Yeah, or doesn't he have offices in his district or whatever?
Yeah. You would think he would want to even use those staff for nefarious things. It's George Santos.
While Santos had several communications staffers, D'Esposito said that his own office and others in the area had to step in to try to help Santos's constituents.
Because he sucks. He can't do anything. He probably doesn't even know what he's supposed to do.
D'Esposito says in Politico, quote, a lot of the Santos stuff was self-inflicted. We really did attempt to just go about our business and conduct the work of the people who sent me to D.C. to deal with the things that mattered to them.
Bullshit, whatever, bullshit.
When asked about the constituent services burden, D'Esposito said, it was really our staffs, those of us on Long Island, who dealt with the extra workload, whether it was people who didn't want to communicate with Santos or elected officials who felt that they weren't getting the answers that they needed.
God.
So they went to the congressman next door.
Yeah, because they hated Santos. They're like, we're not getting anything done with this fucking asshole.
He said he wanted to be out and about in his district more while when he was back home, but the Santos problems prevented that. Instead of hearing about issues that we should be working on in the House, very often we were hearing about Santos
Well,
and the situation that he had. especially me, who had the district close to Santos, coming from the same county. Said,
yeah, yeah.
So you can read that over at the Politico.
Woo! God, that guy. What was Santos? Was he a winner or a loser?
I don't know. Who are you asking?
Yeah. I mean, anybody.
So, yeah, the headline at Politico. Anthony D'Esposito had a long, hard year dealing with George Santos.
Well, listen. Is Anthony a Democrat? Who is he?
Republican.
Hey, Anthony, I'm sorry. I know you probably did, but that's what happens, though, buddy. I mean, your party is fucked, and you decided to elect George Santos, and this is what happens. And I'm sorry you had a long year, but listen, you're part of the Republicans. This is what you guys do. You have long, horrible years where you fuck everything up over and over again. That's what you do.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Santos's book to come out.
That shit, man. I want to hear a book from this representative that's picking up the
He'll be able to write
slack.
The book in jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You think he's going to end up in jail, Santos?
Yeah.
That was a quick answer.
Yeah, I think he will. The Daily Beast.
Woo!
We've got.
Yeah, that's serious.
This is Nikki Haley.
Shit.
You may have heard of her.
Does she understand slavery now, or has she thought about that?
Oh, God, yeah. Nikki. She understands absolutely everything.
Yeah, she's
say that.
I love slavery. I just can't say it out loud. Ooh, I did it. Oops.
Nikki, now, according to the Daily Beast.
Right.
Where is this?
Oh, Nikki, you're so fine, you blow my... Oh, that's Mickey, not Nikki. Shit. Remember that one?
No, I can't get past the...
The firewall?
That fucking firewall.
Oh, fuck this Norton antivirus shit. I hate all that crap.
Here we go. After months of steadfastly avoiding...
Yes.
It did it to me again. Let me see.
Fuck this firewall. God damn it. We're trying to do the news, Norton.
I don't even have my ad blocker on.
Yeah. That's just the way it is these days.
Well, regardless, Nikki Haley is going after Trump with a new ad.
Oh, wow, Nikki.
She goes after him for lying about her record.
Okay.
During an event he had in New Hampshire.
Okay.
The ad, which focuses on a non-existent gas tax in South Carolina during her time as governor, marks the first major dust-up between the two candidates. It's the first time she's taken on Trump at all.
But it's in the context of a gas tax that never existed.
I see the commercials you see, and I've noticed that President Trump is giving me some attention, she says, before kicking off a Q&A with voters at Wentworth by the Sea,
Woo!
A swanky ocean shore country club.
Okay.
And I appreciate that, she said, because that means he sees what we're seeing. But in his commercials and in his temper tantrums, every single thing that he's said has been a lie, she says.
You know, I know that, Nikki, and I understand that, and it is disturbing that he's going to be... You're not going to be the nominee, by the way. You're not.
No.
But if no. I think, to me, it's more significant that a governor from South Carolina doesn't understand that it was slavery that was a big cause of the Civil War.
She does. Her state's the one that says it, like, in the first sentence.
Right, this is the first, and they were the first one, too, right? South Carolina was the first
to
pull out. You don't know what slavery's about, or the Civil War is about? Well, his government's just overreaching and has to help everyone. God, how embarrassing. She was the ambassador to the UN, right? Holy
yes.
Fucking shit. Could you imagine? Imagine somebody. Have you guys met Nikki Haley? She's the ambassador. She's one of these Americans. It took her forever to take that Confederate flag down. She's weird. That was our ambassador to the UN. That is so fucked up.
Here's a holiday headline you may have missed.
Yes.
Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle happily pose with animal genitalia bones at Christmas party.
Okay. Fuck you, Onion. No. Fuck you.
No.
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, come on. What?
Donald Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle received a decidedly strange Christmas gift from their friends this year. The couple was all smiles as they posed while holding several bones that came from animal genitalia, known as baculum. It's dick bones, that a hunter pal of theirs from Alaska gave them at the annual holiday get-together.
Is there anything these people do that's not fucked?
Guilfoyle has one hand on her hip and used her other hand to hold the slim bone between two fingers. While sporting a short black dress, Trump Jr. grinned for the camera as he stood on the opposite side of their two friends, holding up the second larger penis bone.
I loved it. This writer is describing the dress Kimberly Guilfoyle has on while she's holding up the cock bone.
In another photo, Trump Jr. stood with his arm around his friend while the other man showed off a third bone.
Uh-oh. Is there a fourth one hidden somewhere, possibly?
The friend later took to Instagram to share the Christmas party pics, describing Guilfoyle and Trump Jr. as genuine, down-to-earth, considerate, awesome people who love hunting as much as we do.
No, there's some animal without a dick, because
well,
somebody...
I think it's well, the whole
animal's
everything.
Dead,
yeah.
Yes, but here's the... This bone used to be in an animal's penis, and now you're having it, and we're going to celebrate it on Instagram. God, that's fucking bizarre. It's bizarre. That's crazy. I want everyone to understand this is crazy because this is the kind of shit that gets lost and you don't think about it because there's always something weird happening. They're holding dick. What animal's dick bone is this again?
It might be a walrus.
We
dick?
Don't know.
We don't. I don't. Well, I don't.
Who? Find out what animal bone that is. Google image search it. Who wrote this article? We should know what kind of dick bone that is. It's an insult to the animal that died to give us the picture that we don't know. Was that a chipmunk? Was it a walrus? What well, was
if
it?
It's a chipmunk, then.
Boy.
That's one hung chipmunk.
Hey, Alvin. Oh, that's Theodore. Excuse me.
So, yeah, Trump Jr.
What the fuck?
And Guilfoyle with animal genitalia.
On Instagram, though, it's like, oh, I see everybody knows doing their Christmas pictures on Instagram. What are they holding? Well, it's like, oh, it's Don Jr. It's probably the dick bone.
They look like
sad.
Rib bones, but.
Well, I mean,
you know.
You're not obviously familiar with the anatomy of a sloth. Is that a sloth cock?
And that's what the guy brings them. I mean,
I know that is. Can you check that on an airplane or
what's
no?
What's going on there?
Doesn't how do you? I don't know.
It's also very strange.
It also could be a lie. I mean, they just didn't want to buy anything. It's a fucking turkey bone or some shit like that, or just a normal rib bone from the store. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to tell Don Jr. this is the dick of a you know Tasmanian devil. He won't know the fucking difference. A dick, Tasmanian devil dick bone. It's just a rib from a rib place. Do you think he got that? He gave him the bone. Was Don Jr. was like, oh my God, I know what this is. This is a dick bone from a marmot or something.
I think it's a walrus.
It's a walrus penis. Why? Why does this guy have this?
Several of them.
Why? So several animals that have no dick because of this purse.
Other good news, I guess.
Merry Christmas. I'm sorry, walrus. I'm gonna need something for you. It's for Christmas. You'll never understand. I can't go on. Okay.
A high court denied Trump's demand to rehear his civil immunity claim in the case of E. Jean Carroll.
Okay.
The former journalist he's been found liable of defaming. Trump was looking for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit for a so-called en banc hearing, which means all of them.
Right.
After the, in which the entire panel reconsiders the decisions of a three-judge panel.
Right. God.
The single-page ruling denied Trump's request and did not elaborate or provide a detailed explanation.
Yeah, get out your wallet, Schittler. I'm so sorry. You got to pay, buddy.
But this is immunity again. He's trying to call immunity.
Right.
A similar claim was recently rejected in a civil suit brought against Trump by Capitol Police officers who were injured in the January 6th attack.
Right.
As well as Democratic lawmakers whose lives were endangered. So people are starting to sue Trump.
Is it only Democratic lawmakers suing Trump?
Well, the Republicans are.
Well, I mean, Mittens. Listen, Mittens, I would sue him. You're having to pay for all this fucking security.
He doesn't need the money.
Does he have that much money where he can just throw out $5,000 a day on security guards?
He's got $400 million.
Fuck these people.
Something like that.
Fuck these people.
The Carroll case is the latest in a series of litigation brought by the former advice columnist who maintains Trump sexually abused her in a New York City department store in the late 90s. A jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation in the amount of $5 million in damages.
That means he did it. That number means he fucking did it.
And she is currently suing Trump for a second round of defamation.
I want everybody to understand, if you elect Donald Trump, that means that he's not going to pay E. Jean Carroll. You have to vote for Biden.
He's not going to pay her anyway. I mean,
yeah. They'll make him pay, though.
I guess. He's got a lot more money than Rudy, so.
Yeah.
He might be able to.
Did Rudy have a good holiday? Mil.
I don't know. I don't know how Rudy's doing. Probably not well.
Yeah.
Probably a cheap Christmas.
We got shit. Yeah.
You think Larry's got something to complain about now?
Hell yeah.
This is Greg Locke.
Hey, Larry, what's going about now?
Now, Larry, if you don't know, regular listeners know who Larry is. Larry is Greg Locke's beleaguered neighbor across the street who has to listen to out in the middle of nowhere in rural Kentucky.
Can I say something about Larry? Larry is all of us.
Yes. And Larry and all members of the county really have been complaining about all the traffic.
All members of the county.
All the noise.
This is just a fucking church service, Greg. How is it so disruptive?
Because there's traffic. He's got thousands of people coming in there 2-3 nights a week.
Oh, it's all fake.
Loud. And it's a fucking tent. So there's not a lot of sound mitigation.
Because it's a tent.
People park in Larry's field. We've played other clips of Greg telling people, you better get out there and get your moving because Larry's getting his backhoe out and he's threatening to flip cars.
Right.
You think Larry's got something to complain about now? By the way, I had a dream about that the other day. Somebody share it with me if you want. I don't care. I love Larry Kent.
Oh, God, he said his name.
Oh, shit, Greg.
He said his last name. I love Larry Kent.
That's mean,
Larry
dude.
Kent.
Doxed him.
I love him. I want him to get right with God. But I'm telling you, sure as I know my name, he's got about 30 days to quit playing games with God.
Uh-oh.
That lawsuit better drop. We're going to win. Drag God's money through the mud and see what happens. I'm telling you, you got 30 days to get right with God, and a process is going to start in your family. I don't want it.
Oh, my God.
A what?
A process is going to start in your family. Like God's going to give the cancer to somebody or something.
I thought he meant he was going to sue them for suing him.
Oh, I don't think so.
That is crazy.
You
can
see
you
the
do
crazy
that?
Shirt he's
can
got
you?
On.
Oh yeah, I want to see this.
How would you describe this? It's a blue lion.
That's some wild shit, man. Yeah. That is some wild fuck.
And a process is going to start in your family. I don't want it. My heart about to beat out of my chest, ain't it? But I'm saying,
did you hear the one person applauding?
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, Larry is gonna get dick cancer. Yeah,
you know, Greg, Larry just wants you to be less intrusive and quiet. Larry, that one of his days off during the week is Sunday, and that's when you have your Jesus fest. Which I guess, I mean, what is this, a rave you're doing? Why is it so loud?
Larry's suing the fuck out of them for the noise problems, for the traffic problems.
Where's the fucking
for
city?
Everything.
Where is the city?
County, I guess.
Where's the county then? There must be regulations that say you just can't make like a church service. It's like an encampment. It's a small city.
Is it going to start?
And it's there at the expense of the people who live there.
Your family. I don't want it. My heart about to beat out of my chest, ain't it? But I'm telling you right now, you got 30 days to drop that silly lawsuit. Let me walk across the street and shake your hand and hug your neck and tell you that I love you. I'm telling you, it's a fact.
He doesn't want that.
Somebody, where's that bucket at? I need that bucket up here. Praise God in heaven. I'm about to use it first day.
What's it going to do?
What?
You're about to set a chain of events off that you cannot stop. You hear me?
I don't want to leave the stage. I got a shit, and I'm just going to, the Lord's just going to evacuate me right now.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. It's not, there's nothing, is there anything illegal about using your platform to threaten someone to drop a lawsuit?
I mean, but he's threatening him with God magic.
No,
so
he doxed him.
Larry can't.
I mean, isn't this what, I mean, isn't he putting it, I mean, he said the guy's last name. He's saying he has to stop. I mean, it sounds like that Greg Locke is putting a target on Larry's back.
Larry Kent and others versus Global Vision Baptist.
God.
Inc. and others.
So it's a whole, listen, hey, God, just leave.
Oh, it's Tennessee, not Kentucky. Excuse me.
Why doesn't Greg Locke just take, is there not another shitty clearing somewhere you can put your fucking shit in?
The plaintiffs filed suit against a neighboring church and its pastor, alleging violations of local ordinances as well as nuisance and trespass. The defendants responded with a petition for dismissal under Tennessee. Okay, blah, blah, blah. After the trial court denied the plaintiff's attempt to voluntarily dismiss the pastor, the defendants in response to, okay, blah, blah, blah. It's still going. I'm reading the court notes.
How many people go to this church in that tent, show up every Sunday? Do you think?
I don't know.
Thousands. I mean, is it thousands?
Yeah.
I mean, let's say it's, I have no idea. Let's say it's 4,000 people. Is that crazy? I don't know.
Because Larry and Linda Kent live across the street from Global Vision Bible, Inc., in which Greg Locke is the pastor. November 2022, the Kents filed a complaint against the church and the pastor individually based on alleged violations of zoning ordinances, nuisance, and trespass. The claims were based primarily on noise and water runoff issues concerning related to the church's use of a large tent as its structure.
Right, and it's thousands of people there, and guess what? I bet they have to drop porta potties all over the fucking place.
Gross.
No, I'm serious. I mean, it's 4,000 people. How many or whatever? How many porta potties do you need?
Well, right.
I mean, they're talking about water runoff. That's pollution. You're talking about waste runoff. It must be insane there. Yeah, these big trucks hauling in sound equipment. I'm sure it takes a crane to put up this massive tent, scaffolding, you know, crew members. It's got to be a massive operation.
There's
probably 50 fucking porta potties there. I bet there's like a wall of porta potties, like at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Wilson County Church puts up new tent to try to mitigate sound.
Oh, God, stop it.
Dozens of noise complaints. Dozens have been filed against Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Right. Dozens.
Earlier last year, the church put up a new tent. However, neighbors who live directly across the street say they haven't noticed much of any difference when it comes to the noise.
It's a fucking tent. You put up a new one all you want. It's still different than walls with the sound. I mean, it's just a lot. It's thousands of thousands of people carrying on about Jesus. What are you talking about, a tent? It's not going to stop that. You imagine the sound system this fucker has in that thing, and all the subwoofers and the big fucking towers of speakers and shit.
It's the same size, he says. We will build walls in the inside and insulate it. We're trying to do our best to fix the collateral damage of the sound for the community. To give people an idea, we've literally grown 1,000 people per year every year the past 3 years. So that's
3,000 people
3,000
Greg.
Plus what he had before.
Greg, look at me. That is like in the middle of this place where there used to be nothing. You have put up a tent, and on one day, 3,000 plus people, plus the staff, plus your support people, plus your techs, plus the sound people, all your the staff show up Sunday. It's like an invasion. It is literally an invasion. And I bet you it starts the night before. I bet you the whole weekend they're staging for Sunday. Saturday is a staging day. And it's like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah,
beep.
Over 3,000 a week.
Yeah, yes, please. All day they're dropping the new porta potties. They're picking the new porta potties up. Gross. They're laying media cable. They're getting ready for the big fucking concert that happens every fucking week. It is torture for these people.
And now he's threatening Larry's family with, like, ass cancer.
Wait, what are you threatening them with? You already torture these people enough. You're parking in their yards. You're making, you're terrorizing them. These Jesus nuts roll in like an invading force to this place. There's a tent. It's 3,000 fucking people. Come on. Man, I mean... Then Jim Brewer shows up every now and then. Bah! It's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Wow, poor Larry.
Larry's telling us Jim Brewer's bullshit.
Poor Larry.
Roseanne's here. Great.
Now, the biggest defilement, he even says it in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, is fornication against your own body.
Fucking
so you mess around with pornography, you mess around with adultery, you mess around with fornication, you mess around, you know, going to strip clubs, looking at wicked stuff, thinking garbage in your, you involved in that? No, you better stop, you defiling the temple of God.
Excuse me. Think about it.
But you know
that.
The Bible says, get this, this is a little known fact in the church world, and shame on us for not preaching on it more.
Oh, stop
in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, he that defileth the temple.
Imagine, Larry's sitting there in his house, and he's trying to watch Braveheart, and this guy's screaming, defile! Well, it's Jesus bullshit.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Do you think he can actually hear the sermon from his house? Surely
oh,
you
sure,
can.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to amplify that so 3,000 people hear that in a fucking tent, you can goddamn be sure you can hear it outside that tent. The specific words. It is probably impossible on Sunday. You have to sit there with Bluetooth headphones on and cranked. And Saturday, all the trucks are coming in, all the support trucks. It probably sounds like tanks are rolling in through this guy's neighborhood.
When I was in Bogota last week, week before last.
Shit.
I heard some distressing news, and so we had to verify it.
Oh, we gotta go.
What I'm giving you is verifiable facts and evidence, and I ain't got time to preach on it. I ain't getting into politics, but you better hear me, and you better hear me well. 2 years ago, I told you. 2 years ago, I told you, we got 10 good years in this nation.
Meanwhile, the keyboard funny. Player vamping.
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta go.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
Yay,
everybody. We're going to do it again Friday.
Yes. And maybe Greg Locke will have more clips or some shit like that.
Maybe his neighbor will have contracted something by then.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, et cetera, et cetera. Find out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and the X. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good day, everybody. Fuck Larry. We'll hit you up again on Friday.
9!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.